Hey guys, it's Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops, and I'm going to go over the games that occurred last night, Sunday, December 27th, to see what were the notable performances, and I will also be doing a separate video with waiver wire trends and discussion, so be on the lookout for that. Still trying to experiment, seeing what works best for everyone. Some of the recent changes I've been doing have had some positive results, so you may be continue seeing the similar formats I have been doing. If you haven't yet, please go ahead, like, turn that thumb blue for me, please, for the YouTube algorithm. Please subscribe if you have not yet, and click that bell notification so you can be alerted when new content is put out there. The new content can be incredibly helpful and help you make informed decisions so that you can have a dominant fantasy basketball season. In our first game, we had the Dallas Mavericks just absolutely blowing out the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard was not playing, but still, it was inexcusable how badly the Clippers were being destroyed. I think they had like 50 points at halftime. It was something vicious. And these Dallas Mavericks, they came to play. Tim Hardaway Jr., plus 27, had 18 points. Made 4 of his 8 three-pointers. And if you have him on the team, he's a streaky guy, but he can really help you. And on the nights he helps you a lot. He's not going to be like that every single night, but still very great performance from him. Dorian Finney-Smith got 18 minutes, so the minutes aren't really there for him. He was plus 25. It could be that we're blowing him out so badly that pretty much the bench guys were able to play. But Dorian Finney-Smith is more of a low-end pickup if you're like in 14 teams or more. He's a kind of glue guy that can just help you in multiple categories. Dwight Powell, I used to be a lot more into him as a fantasy asset in the past than I have been. Unless you're in a really deep format, Dwight Powell's not somebody I'm considering. Josh Richardson, we had him as a sleeper, and so far he continues to perform. He had 21 points, made 8 of his 13 shots, had 4 three-pointers. Definitely what I want to see from Josh Richardson, and I was able to pick him up late in most of my leagues where I have him. So he's definitely helping my team, and he's probably helping him yours if you have him. Luka Doncic, showing why he was probably worthy of that number one pick or number two pick you used on him. Plus 29, he had 24 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, and nothing to be upset about there. Trey Burke got some minutes in this one, and didn't do a whole lot. Had 3 shots, made 2 of them. Outside of a really deep format, that's the only situation where I'm considering someone like Trey Burke. Maxi Kleber only got 17 minutes. He continues to disappoint. I've moved on in a couple of my leagues where I thought there were just people on the waiver wire that were worth my attention, and I moved on from Maxi Kleber. So unless you need a desperation big, now, keep in mind, he does have the potential of the next game having 3 three-pointers, getting you like 7 rebounds and 2 or 3 blocks, and you might end up regretting it. A lot of solid performances. James Johnson stood out to me. He got 20 minutes. Again, it was a blow-up. But James Johnson, if he manages to get minutes, is a guy that can get you some steals, some blocks, some assists. He was a usable fantasy player last year during his time with Minnesota. So keep an eye on what degree of minutes he's getting on that Dallas Mavericks squad. And after getting destroyed again in embarrassing fashion, not a strong game from Paul George, but still hard to be upset at him when he's had the start that he's had. Not a great look for any of these guys, however. Nicholas Batum, who we discussed as a sleeper, having not a great game, didn't get you the assist, no steals or blocks, only had 4 points. And at this point in his career, that's what you're going to get from Nicholas Batum. You're going to trade off with good games and just boring, non-eventful games like this. And if they're getting blown out of the water with him starting, he may not be starting long-term. So just keep that in mind. Luke Kennard got a start and did not impress. And I'm sure Montrezl Harrell is smiling because not a great performance here at all. Honestly, not a whole lot to discuss, just a lot of bad performances all around. Lou Williams only got 9 minutes, had one rebound and an assist, and I've started to drop him where I have him. He hasn't been the best fit. It's a different coach this year, and I haven't liked what I'm seeing from him. He's already somewhat of a flawed player, so I've moved on. In one league, I picked up Jordan Clarkson instead of him. Jordan Clarkson is performing and giving me a lot of what I was expecting from Lou Williams. So if you think there's a nice free agent available on the waiver wire and Lou Williams is what's standing in your way, you may want to consider making that move. Though do keep in mind that he's a guy that next game he could have 30 points. So be aware of that as you're making that decision. With the Brooklyn Nets facing off against the Charlotte Hornets, a game in which the Hornets won by two, Joe Harris had 13 points, hit three of his 7 3-pointers. But the field goal percentage, lack of steals and blocks, I'm kind of souring a bit on Joe Harris. Now that Spencer Dinwiddie has been injured and he has an ACL injury and he is probably going to miss the majority of the season, he may have some more opportunity at touches and usage, which could increase his value. But so far, I'm a bit disappointed with the output I've gotten from Joe Harris. And he's somebody else that I'm considering turning into a streamer spot. Kevin Durant continues to have a great season. He had 29 points. His team was plus 7. DeAndre Jordan had 12 rebounds, only had 1 point. And at this point, somebody like Bismack Biyombo seems more alluring to me than DeAndre Jordan, especially competing with minutes with someone like Jared Allen. They're just tearing into each other's value. Spencer Dinwiddie, as we mentioned, he is injured. Injured his ACL and will be missing the majority of the season, so probably best to move on. But in my opinion, that is going to open some opportunity for a guy like Landry Shamet, who in my opinion becomes a sleeper. Jared Allen had 14 rebounds, and it looks like he's getting more minutes than DeAndre Jordan. I hope to continue seeing that. He's the center to own on that team. Caris LeVert is going to be getting more minutes and opportunity with the injury to Mr. Spencer Dinwiddie. And Caris LeVert is probably going to slide into the starting lineup. If he doesn't slide into the starting lineup, then my guess is they're going to put Landry Shamet. Possibly Taurean Prince may be getting some minutes as well if you're in a deeper format. On the Hornets, Gordon Hayward showing that he was probably worthy of those high pickups. I had injury concerns. I didn't draft him a whole lot. But as you can see here, 28 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal. Made 2 of his 3 3-pointers. And he's just really good at basketball. He got 20 shot attempts. I don't have him in a lot of my leagues. I didn't recommend that you draft him because of injury concerns. But as you can see here, when he's on, he is on. And he can be on often. My only concerns, as always, are, which I would still have, PJ Washington missed 10 of his 16 shots, but had 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. He was plus 7 and bodes well for him getting a lot of minutes, which he did. Bismack Biyombo, somebody we mentioned on waiver wire trends, he got almost 30 minutes at 6 rebounds, 12 points. Terry Rozier, not exactly 44 points, but 19 points is still pretty nice. Missed 6 of his 7 3-pointers. With the 5 assists, no steals and blocks. Devontae Graham missed 10 of his 15 shots, though the 8 rebounds is really nice, as well as the 2 steals. He was plus 14 in the minutes he played. Terry Rozier was minus 8, and Bismack Biyombo was minus 3. Just something to keep in mind. This was a really close game. Miles Bridges had 10 points. He had 2 blocks, and he had 2 3-pointers, and I'm officially starting to pick up Miles Bridges. I'm starting to believe that he's going to have a sizable role, especially with the injury to Cody Zeller. And he's been getting some blocks for you, and I love to see those out-of-position blocks and his ability to hit some three-pointers and score. If he's available on your waiver wire, I think he's worthy of consideration. LaMelo Ball, somebody dropped him in a deep league I'm in, and I picked him up, hoping to see what he can do. He had 6 points in this one, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. Doing a little bit better, still some low-end production. He's going to have some shaky games, but as the game slows down for him, I do expect to see him on a lot more fantasy rosters. So if you think you want to wait for that production on the waiver wire, cool. If you think somebody will pick him up before then and you want to have him on your team, now it's the time to act if you happen to see him. Cody Martin got 18 minutes in this one. Something to keep in mind, it looks like Cody and Caleb switch minutes, and neither one seems like they're going to be much of a fantasy asset anyways. So let's go on to the next game. Dwayne Bacon started but continues to do not much in the limited minutes he got. Aaron Gordon. In a game in which they won, Aaron Gordon had under 20 minutes. He had 4 points, 6 rebounds. And this is why he's just not one of my go-to fantasy options. I think I drafted him reluctantly in the points league. And just a very disappointing player, in my opinion. Nikola Vucevic had 15 points. Had 4 3-point attempts, which he made 1, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. We definitely like to see more scoring from him. But now that he's hitting more three-pointers, the 2 steals is also nice. Can't be too upset at that performance. Evan Fournier had 19 points. Didn't do much of anything else. Shot only 40%. And Evan Fournier is one of those Dylan Brooks type players. That's about the level of production you can expect. Probably worthy of having on your team. But if there's a really hot free agent and Evan Fournier is the only thing standing in your way, I would consider him a possible drop. But only in those situations if you have a really good pickup. Markel Fultz made 11 of his 21 shots at 26 points. Very strong performance from him. Hit 2 of his 3 3-pointers that we like to see. And his team got the win. So very strong performance from him. Terrence Ross continues to do pretty well. He had 26 points in this performance. Made 7 of his 15 shots. And his team was plus 22. Which again bodes really well for his playing time, considering the starting lineup was not doing well at all. Michael Carter-Williams was plus 28. Ken Birch was plus 18. He had 7 rebounds. He got 20 minutes. Wouldn't really consider him outside of a really deep league where I'm desperate for rebounding. Cole Anthony was plus 18. He only had 19 minutes, but I'm hoping we're going to see more playing time from him. He had 7 rebounds. And on the Washington Wizards, we did not get Russell Westbrook playing in this game. So what did we get? We got Isaac Bonga. He got 18 minutes, was plus 20, but nothing really. I guess the 2 3-pointers and the 1 block is nice. So in a really deep format, he's somebody I would potentially consider. Danny Avdija was plus 13, had 9 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. He took 5 3-pointers, only made 1. I think once the game slows down a bit for him, he's going to do much better. Nice to see him getting 36 minutes. He's one of those rookies I'm taking a flyer on and I'm going to have some patience with because I think he's going to do much better later on. Thomas Bryant had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, and made 8 of his 15 shots. And this is why I like drafting him often. He's a quality center. He's getting minutes. Maybe I would like more blocks from him than I've been getting, but with production like this, again, another player I can't be too mad at. Bradley Beal had 39 minutes, 29 points, 7 assists, and concerns that Russell Westbrook would hurt him have been overblown, especially with Russell Westbrook sitting out 1 game of back-to-backs. It looks like it's going to be happening for the majority of the season. You can see what happens there. Raul Neto had 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. So he's somebody to keep in mind maybe for daily fantasy on nights in which Russell Westbrook is sitting. It looks like Raul Neto's going to get some opportunity. Made 10 of his 17 shots. Really strong game from him. Troy Brown Jr. had 12 points, though he was minus 24 in the minutes he played. He got about 24 minutes. Somebody to consider if you're in a deeper format. Davis Bertans got under 20 minutes. That I don't like to see. We want to see more minutes from him. I've talked him up a whole lot. He's still being worked into condition. That's what the blurbs say. And I can still hold out. I can still be patient. But if there's a really strong free agent on the waiver wire and Davis is in the way, if he's not going to be up to snuff, I would consider making that move. But not on a risky guy, but maybe like somebody dropped Kelly Oubre, and the only person I can drop is Davis Bertans, then yes, I would drop Davis. For the Spurs, Keldon Johnson had almost 31 minutes, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and 2 three-pointers made. That is an amazing stat line, and I wish I would have been more hip to Keldon Johnson. He started amazing this season, getting a ton of opportunity, performing well. My only concern would be when Derek White is back in the mix, how is that going to throw the rotation into flux? DeMar DeRozan, after a scorching hot start, had a more humble scoring performance in this one. He only had 8 points. He was minus 18 in the minutes he played. Keep in mind, Keldon Johnson was plus 3. LaMarcus Aldridge only played 20 minutes in this one, had 4 points, was minus 16, and not a guy I targeted heavily, and it was due to these sort of concerns. He just has not been the same player. Lonnie Walker did have a strong performance. He had 16 points, made 6 of his 14 shots and 4 of his 7 three-pointers. DeJounte Murray, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. The 6 turnovers, don't like to see that. Hopefully he can get those turnovers down, but he's had a very strong start to his season, and I'm very happy I drafted him as often as I have. Rudy Gay had 22 points, made 9 of his 20 shots, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Really strong performance from him. He's not going to perform that way on a nightly basis, but if you're in a deeper format, and I've said this before, he's probably worthy of having on your team if you just want some low-end production that isn't going to blow you away, but on occasion can give you a performance like this one. Though I would not pick him up expecting these sort of performances every night, because it's very unlikely to happen. Patty Mills had 23 minutes, made 2 of his 4 three-pointers, 3 of his 6 shots. He had 10 points, and he doesn't do much outside of scoring and getting three-pointers, but if he's getting minutes, he's worthy of consideration, especially in your deeper formats. Jakob Poeltl got 23 minutes, and in this one, he had 2 blocks, 8 rebounds, and 8 points. He was plus 15. I like to see that as well, because hopefully LaMarcus Aldridge being minus 16 and him being plus 15 means we're going to see more minutes from Jakob Poeltl. And if he's getting minutes, I like him a whole lot more and think he can perform really well and get you a lot of rebounds and blocks. Devin Vassell only got 12 minutes, and I've had to move on where I had him. He was doing so well in preseason, and I was hoping he would have a large role during the regular season, but that's what happens when you go and you follow those preseason trends. The regular season starts, and someone like Coach Pop just flips things on their head, and I may have put too much credibility into his preseason performances, and because of that, I slept on Keldon Johnson and Lonnie Walker. So, you know, that's my fault, something I want to be honest about, because this is how we can learn and do better, by processing and breaking down where we've made mistakes and trying to make better decisions when we're in a similar situation in the future. For the New Orleans Pelicans, Brandon Ingram had 28 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, made 9 of his 23 shots, made 2 of his 5 three-pointers. Definitely satisfied with that production from him this season. Zion Williamson had a rough performance, made only 7 of his 22 shots, made only 4 of his 7 free throws. The 11 rebounds and the 5 steals is really nice, however. So if he can get you steals like that, maybe not 5 every night, but if he's getting you between 1 and 2 every night, that's going to raise his fantasy value a lot. And his field goal percentage will normally not be this low. So poor shooting night for him and for Brandon Ingram. Though Brandon Ingram was plus 15 in his 35 minutes played, Steven Adams was plus 18, had 8 points, 9 rebounds, a block. That's about what you can expect. You're not going to get a whole lot of scoring, but you're going to see steals, blocks, some rebounding numbers, and he can sprinkle in some assists, as you can see. Eric Bledsoe, very disappointed with this performance from him. Still not moving on. I think he's going to be better, but it must be acknowledged he has had 2 bad games in a row, I believe it is now. Missed 4 of his 5 three-pointers. I need better production than this. I spoke very highly of him, and he had a very strong first performance. I'm hoping to see more of those because I can only stomach a poor performance on my team for so long before you got to hit the waiver wire. Lonzo Ball had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, and just showing his defensive potential. Made 7 of his 14 shots. Definitely like to see that. He was +8 in the minutes he played. For Josh Hart, Josh Hart had 10 rebounds, had 12 points. And one of his 2 3-pointers, made 3 of his 6 shots. And I told you guys about Josh Hart before. He's a really solid rebounder from the guard position. And when he's getting those minutes, he's going to do well. For the 76ers, we saw Dwight Howard get a start because Joel Embiid was dealing with some back tightness. And who's notable to discuss? Tobias Harris had a much better performance than he's been having, though he was minus 16. He had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. 4 of his 6 three-pointers. That's what I like to see from him. Seth Curry made only 2 of his 7 shots. Had 4 assists, only 8 points. Not a strong performance from him. We definitely want to see better performances than that. Ben Simmons had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Made 5 of his 8 shots. And that's a pretty typical Ben Simmons line, and showing why I really like to pick him in point formats, just his ability to help you in multiple different categories. Shake Milton did not have a great performance. Somebody else I hyped up during preseason. Not a great game there. I'm still holding on. I think he's going to be better than this, and I think he's going to have the opportunity to perform. So I'm holding on tight right now, and I'm not moving on from Shake Milton just yet. But if I keep seeing performances like that, it may happen sooner rather than later. Mike Scott got 18 minutes, made 4 of his 8 shots. That sticks out to me. If you're in a really deep format, he seems like somebody he could help. But outside of a really deep format, not really considering him. Kevin Love got 8 minutes in this game. Didn't do a whole lot. Got 4 points. And if you have Kevin Love, I have no interest in him. I don't have him in any of my leagues. He's just very brittle. He's very injury prone this point in his career. Invest my roster slots in other people. Larry Nance Jr. made 5 of his 6 shots. He got 35 minutes. He was +21. And he's a guy that can get you assists, steals, rebound, just help you in multiple categories. Hit 3 of his 4 three-pointers. That is really nice if he's getting you three-pointers. Really great game from him. Andre Drummond had 24 points, 14 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 11 of his 18 shots. And that's why he's one of my favorite points targets, because he can put up numbers in a hurry. Colin Sexton made 8 of his 15 shots, had 22 points. Darius Garland had 14 points, made 7 of his 15 shots. And I really like these two. I think they're going to get really nice fantasy production for you the entire season. So if you have either one of them, you have to be satisfied with their output. CeeDee Osmond had 14 points. He was +20. And it looks like he's starting to produce as well. I had to move on from him in a deeper format because I wanted to give a try out to Avery Bradley. And CeeDee Osmond's been getting some minutes and producing. I still think overall, Isaac Okoro, when he's healthy, he's going to play mess up his minutes. And that's why I chose to move on. Dante Exum picked him up in the 20-team league. He was +29 in the minutes he played. He had 23 minutes in this one. And if he continues to get minutes, as you can see here, he got 6 assists. So I think he's somebody that would be able to help me in that deeper format. So to be able to pick him up in that 20-team league, definitely worthy of a flyer. And on to our next game. My Milwaukee Bucks having a rough start to the season. Giannis Antetokounmpo just continues to destroy your free throw percentage. 27 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, all nice production, but that free throw percentage is just killer. Chris Middleton also having a very strong start to his season, though he was minus 23 in the minutes he played. No steals and blocks in this one. Brook Lopez continues to have a rough start to his season as well. The 2 blocks is really nice, but only 2 rebounds. Only 6 points scored. We need more production than that. I know some people are asking if they should move on from Brook Lopez. I would still hold on a little longer because he is getting you quality blocks. And once the 3-pointers and scoring come, then I think you will regret having dropped him. So hold on. Don't drop him just yet. But we are going to put him on red alert. Dante DiVincenzo, not as good of a performance as we've been getting from him, but still some goodies there. Got you some 2 3-pointers, Want to see more steals than that from him. He was minus 11 in his minutes played. And Drew Holiday had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. And the Bucks gave up a whole lot to get Drew Holiday and upgrade from Eric Bledsoe. And so far, it is not being reflected in our performances. Bobby Portis got 26 minutes, made 7 of his 12 shots. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds, a steal, and a block. So if Bobby Portis is beating Brook Lopez out for minutes, he's somebody you may want to consider off of the waiver wire because he can put up some score, he can get some rebounds, and he can get some rebounds, and he can hit some three-pointers for you as well. Bryn Forbes got 18 minutes but didn't do much with them. DJ Augustin got 13, almost 14 minutes, didn't do much either. Nothing too notable there. On the New York Knicks side, Reggie Bullock got the start but only got 17 minutes. And outside of a really deep format, not somebody I'm going to have on my team. Julius Randle had 29 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Really strong performance from him, and it came with 3 three-pointers. Definitely like to see that type of caliber of performance from him. I don't have him on a whole lot of my teams because I do think he's a flawed player, but hard to be mad at a performance like this one. Mitchell Robinson was plus 16 at 34 minutes, and it doesn't look like the competition for center minutes with Nerlens Noel was much of a competition at all. Nerlens Noel's been disappointing, and Mitchell Robinson's been getting the minutes. He had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. And you're going to get some quality performances from Mitchell Robinson as long as he's not fouling out, which he only had 2 personal fouls in 35 minutes, which bodes really well for his playing time. RJ Barrett made 7 of his 17 shots. He was plus 21, had 17 points. And I feel a lot better having him on my team this year than I did his rookie season. Elfrid Payton, someone that I kind of criticized and said I'm not interested in him, and he responded with this caliber of performance. So he had 27 points, was plus 15, had 7 assists, and the team did well. If he's getting minutes like that, he can't produce for you, but if that point guard rotation is healthy, I'm still questioning if he's going to get the minutes. But if you need a point guard, don't let me hold you back. If Elfrid Payton's on your waiver wire and you want to give him a shot, go ahead. Alec Burks got 20 minutes in this one, had 18 points. He was plus 21, got you 5 assists as well. And if Lou Williams is on your team and Alec Burks is on the waiver wire, I would consider making that move for sure. Nerlens Noel only got 14 minutes, which I find disappointing. I was hoping Nerlens Noel would get 20 to 25 minutes a game, but so far that has not been the case. If you want to move on from Nerlens Noel, it's hard for me to tell you not to. Sorry, we invested a pick hoping in his upside. So far, we have not seen it. Will we see it at some point? I still believe that we will, but it's hard to justify keeping him on your team when he's only getting... Kevin Knox got 26 minutes. Somebody else I'd consider in a really deep format. Frank Ntilikina only got 19 minutes in this one. Somebody I thought would make a stronger push for those starter point guard minutes, but he has not. Emmanuel Quickley, I believe, had a hit pointer and did not play. When he's healthy, he will be fighting for those point guard minutes as well, in my opinion. Somebody else I would keep an eye out for in a much deeper format. The Celtics took on the Indiana Pacers in this one, and some solid performances all around. Jason Tatum had 25 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. The 5 turnovers, definitely not pleasant, but he drew 4 free throws. He hadn't been drawing a whole lot of free throws, and if he's drawing those free throws, that scoring average is going to improve. Tristan Thompson had 7 points and 8 rebounds, got 22 minutes. Again, not a very exciting fantasy player. Daniel Theis, might be time to move on from him. Only got 15 minutes in this one, only had 4 points. The 2 blocks is nice, but he's not getting a whole lot of playing time. And it looks like somebody more interesting is starting to perk up in that center discussion, which is Robert Williams. Robert Williams is available in some really deep leagues. I was able to pick him up in a 20-team league, made 6 of his 7 shots. He can get you a lot of shot blocking. He can get you some steals. And I'm hoping he can get steady minutes in that big man rotation as a piece for that future. That is my hope. And if he does get minutes closer to 30 minutes per game, I think he's going to put up some really nice production. So in a really deep league, I'm definitely picking him up. Jaylen Brown made 8 of his 13 shots. He had 18 points, had one block, two steals. Not the scoring performance we've been seeing from him, but still a very solid fantasy production from Jaylen Brown. He played almost 34 minutes. Marcus Smart made 4 of his 8 shots, 2 of his 4 three-pointers, had 6 assists, 2 steals. And that's more in line with the production I expect from Marcus Smart. Going to get you steals, going to get you some assists, going to get you some occasional blocks. He's going to hit three-pointers, but normally he's going to hurt your field goal percentage, so it is nice seeing that 50% field goal percentage. Grant Williams had 23 minutes, had 6 points. Nothing else really stands out. Jeff Teague made 0 of his 6 shots, had 9 points. Not a great performance from him. And somebody I would consider as a low-end point guard, maybe in a 14-team league. And just if you desperately need a point guard, and there's absolutely no better options in a 12-team league. But I think 14-team leagues and deeper is probably more ideal. Peyton Pritchard made all 5 of his shots. Would still want to see more consistent minutes before I would recommend moving on and picking him up, unless, again, it's a really deep format where the waiver wire is just completely bare. For the Indiana Pacers, Domantas Sabonis has had a very strong start to the season. He had 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, no steals. The block is nice, made 2 three-pointers. Always nice to see Domantas Sabonis hitting three-pointers. So, he's had a very strong start to the fantasy basketball season. TJ Warren, who has some plantar fasciitis issues, had 17 points, 5 rebounds, made 8 of his 14 shots. So not bad at all. Miles Turner missed 7 of his 10 shots, though he had 5 blocks. The game before that, he had 8 blocks. Just a very exciting, dynamic fantasy basketball player for his ability to hit three-pointers and get you a whole lot of blocks. The scoring nights are going to be better than this. So if you have him, or if you're considering trading for him, I have a lot of high hopes for Miles Turner. I think he's going to be great the entire season. Malcolm Brogdon made 11 of his 20 shots, had 25 points. And Malcolm Brogdon, somebody I spoke of highly during the draft before the regular season started, because he can really help your team and can just contribute in several different areas, and he can do so on decent efficiency for the most part. Justin Holiday had 13 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, made 5 of his 7 shots. And Justin Holiday is one of those guys you just see on the waiver wire all the time, even though he helps your fantasy team. So if you're in a 14 teams or deeper, maybe even in some 12-team leagues, Justin Holiday may have some value for you. Doug McDermott made 6 of his 12 shot attempts, had 16 points, and 3 of his 7 three-pointers. Still not very excited for him as a fantasy asset. Nice to see him get those minutes, but for the most part, he doesn't do much outside the score. And these performances tend to, for every performance like this, he has 2 or 3 where he does absolutely nothing. So not running to the waiver wire just yet to pick up Doug McDermott. TJ McConnell definitely stood out to me that he had 7 assists. He was +2 in the minutes he played. So if you're in a deep format where you're just desperate to get some extra assists with one of your streamer spots, TJ McConnell, someone to consider. If there were ever an injury to Malcolm Brogdon or Aaron Holiday or Victor Oladipo, it'd probably help you get some assists and get you some steals, but it would require some injuries. In this game, we had the Warriors taking on the Chicago Bulls, and the Warriors had Andrew Wiggins with 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, had a block. He was +2, much better than the stinker performances he was putting up before that. Hopefully, we start to see a positive trend of performances and not the awful performances we were seeing. James Wiseman had 23 minutes in this one, had 7 points, a steal, a block. Not his greatest performance, but there's going to be rookie pains with a young player. Kelly Oubre, still missing a lot of his shots. Missed 13 of his 16 shot attempts, but had 11 rebounds, had 4 steals. and he's starting to be more aggressive, and I still expect he's going to be doing better. Very rough start for him, but playing with Steph Curry is going to do wonders for his game. Steph Curry had 36 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks, made 5 of his 15 three-pointers, made 11 of his 25 shots. A great game from him. And hopefully, if Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre step up and they get Draymond Green back, we should continue to see some very strong performances from Steph Curry, and hopefully the team can look more competitive than they have. Kevon Looney had made 3 of his 5 shots. I don't expect a whole lot of minutes from him, even with the injury to Chris. I just don't see it in the cards for him. Michael Mulder had 10 minutes. Jordan Poole, who sticks out here? Eric Bashaw had 15 points in only 19 minutes. Just too many guys getting minutes in the teams means that could fluctuate. Nothing too consistent I'm seeing here. Damian Lee, however, had 20 points, and he did make the game winner. Made 4 of his 7 shots, 4 of his 5 three-pointers. So in a really deep format, Damian Lee is somebody I would consider. Brad Wanamaker, somebody I've considered as well. He seems to get a lot of assists in few minutes. But for the most part, of all these players I'm seeing here, outside of the main guys, Damian Lee's probably the one to keep an eye on, and possibly Eric Bashaw as well. The Draymond Green returning is probably going to eat up any minutes. On the Chicago Bulls, Patrick Williams had 3 blocks, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points, and he was +6. Definitely like to see the 3 blocks. Shot blocking potential for Patrick Williams. Lauri Markkanen had 23 points, 7 rebounds. He was +13, made 4 of his 7 three-pointers. And it must be said, not to hate on the Golden State Warriors, but this is the Chicago Bulls, and they have not been great. Somebody who was great this game was Wendell Carter Jr. I've been telling you guys, he hasn't been performing, but I still believe in his upside. I still believe in his potential, and this is what he can get you when he's performing at his best. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. No steals and blocks. Would have liked to see that. 5 of his 8 free throws made. Definitely want to see better than that. But he hit a 3-pointer and made 8 of his 9 shots total. Just great performance from him. And hopefully we continue seeing performances like this. I picked him up in a 20-team league where I told you guys I was upset I didn't trade him for Larry Nance. But now with a performance like this, I'm happy again. Playing fantasy basketball is so, so fickle. Zach LaVine had 33 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. He did hurt the performance a bit with those 7 turnovers, but still really strong performance from him. Kobe White had 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. One of his better performances of the regular season, made 4 of his 9 three-pointers made. Otto Porter Jr. got about 21 minutes, had 12 points. 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Not seeing the steals and blocks, but the 3 or 4 three-pointers is nice. If he's available on your waiver wire for some reason in a 12-team league, I like him at players who can really help you. Garrett Temple, not interested in. Tomas Satoransky got 23 minutes. Didn't do a whole lot in those 23 minutes, but still, he's getting minutes. And when he's getting minutes, in the past, he performs. He can help your field goal percentage, can get you steals, can get you assists. And if he's helping the team win, then I can expect him to see in a 14-team league or deeper, and he happens to be on the waiver wire. The Phoenix Suns took on the Sacramento Kings, and in this one, Michael Bridges, man, what a stud. 22 points, 7 rebounds, a block, 4 of his 8 three-pointers, 9 of his 15 shots. He was +17, just a great, great player. So happy to have him on my squad. Jay Crowder, not a player I have on any of my fantasy teams, though he's getting some minutes. He just really hasn't been a great fantasy performer ever since he left the Boston Celtics. If you're in a really deep format, maybe, but I personally don't have him on many of my teams. DeAndre Ayton had 11 points, 15 rebounds, and not having the start to the season that people expected. 5 of 11 shots, we expect better from that than that from him. Though he did hit a 3-pointer, which is pretty nice, but we want to see more shot blocking and more scoring from DeAndre Ayton. Devin Booker had 20 points, He was plus 16. And Devin Booker was being drafted in the top 10. I didn't draft him in the top 10. And there was concerns like these. That's a very high pick. And I don't think he's proven to be that caliber of just top 10 fantasy basketball player. So hopefully we do see that from him. But a guy that normally doesn't get you many steals and blocks. So he did get you 2 steals and a block here. So definitely like to see that. But at only 20 points, it's hard to justify how high he was being picked. Some better performances from him soon, and part of that's going to be keeping the turnovers low. Chris Paul had 12 assists, 8 points, and no steals in this one. That's what you can expect from an aging Chris Paul. I think there's going to be rest games, and I don't think he's going to be the scorer he's been in the past. He doesn't really need to be. Cameron Johnson, really strong performance from him. He had 21 minutes, made 7 of his 9 shots, had 21 points, and was plus 25. And Jay Crowder was minus 4, so maybe we see Jay Crowder losing minutes to Cameron Johnson and Cameron Johnson going up in value. So somebody to consider as a sleeper is Cameron Johnson, especially in some deeper formats. Cameron Payne got 20 minutes, had 6 assists in those 20 minutes. And it does look like he fouled out, but the 6 assists in limited minutes catches my eye for sure. Frank Kaminsky, 11 points, made 5 of his 10 shots. I don't expect him to get enough minutes to make a huge difference. And nothing else really stands out. Now on to the Kings. Harrison Barnes at 10 points, 7 rebounds, no steals and blocks, missed his only 3-pointer, and that is one of the boring Harrison Barnes lines, which you get often with Harrison Barnes, and just why though he can help you in some ways. Marvin Bagley has been better, I guess, than I was giving him credit for. He had 27 minutes played in this one, 8 rebounds, no blocks, 3 turnovers, though the 5 of 13 shooting, not very good. Though he was plus 3 in the minutes he played, Harrison Barnes was minus 15. Rashawn Holmes had 8 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals and a block, made 3 of his 5 shots. Buddy Hield missed 10 of his 16 shots, had 3 assists, a steal and a block. De'Aaron Fox was only 4 of 12 in his shooting, had 4 assists, but had 5 turnovers. Just a really dreadful performance from him. Tyrese Haliburton, not a dreadful performance from him at all. Really decent performance at 15 points, 6 assists. Minus 19, and another one that I feel proud that I got right. And I've gotten some wrong, but this is one I got right. Told you guys to grab Tyrese Haliburton. I grabbed him a whole lot, and I hope you grabbed him a whole lot. This is only the beginning from him. I think he's going to be even better than this. Though he was minus 19 in the minutes played, Buddy Hield was minus 18. Just the backcourt in general did not do well in this game. Corey Joseph had 20 minutes in this game. And if you're in a really deep format, something to keep an eye out. But for the most part, not really interested in him. Hassan Whiteside only had 10 minutes in this game. And that's incredibly concerning that he's getting such few minutes. I'm hoping that's not a permanent thing. But there's just a lot of players competing for those center minutes. And Hassan Whiteside may be a casualty of that. It's very rough to see him get. Hoping that's not a permanent thing. Really hoping that, okay? Karl Anthony Towns did not play in this one. He looks like he's week to week with a dislocated wrist injury. Really rough, tough blow to Karl Anthony Towns owners. I know I had him on a few of my teams. Rough to know we're not going to have him possibly for a few weeks. Hopefully it's not something permanent though that he has to deal with all season. But still, really tough blow. But what can we do? He's gone, so who are we picking up? Well, Naz Reid seems to be the pickup. He got 28 minutes. He was the pickup last year as well. And he's a guy that can get you some rebounding, some scoring. He can get you some three-pointers and get you blocks, though the field goal percentage is probably not something he's going to help you with. He's a good placeholder until Karl Anthony Towns returns, so if he's on your waiver wire, Jake Layman had 15 minutes in this game, had 10 points, missed his only 3-pointer. At 15 minutes played, not very interested in him. Josh Okogie, nothing to talk about there. Malik Beasley played 25 minutes, not a great performance from him. He was minus 19. D'Angelo Russell missed 5 of his 7 shots. Had 7 turnovers. I only had 4 points, and they were minus 31 in the minutes that he played. Really rough performance from him. Anthony Edwards had 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and the steal, though he only made 28% of his shots. Jared Culver, we've discussed as a sleeper with some low-end value. He had 8 points. He was minus 18, made only 4 of his 11 shots. Just really rough performances across the board for these players on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Ricky Rubio had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He was minus 9. Just really rough performances from top to bottom. The only notable thing really is to let you know to pick up Naz Reid. He's worthy of consideration, especially if you're a Karl Anthony Towns owner. All right, guys, we went over, I believe, all of the performances, all of the games from Sunday, December 27th. Oh, yep, we're missing the Lakers performance. Then we're done. Kyle Kuzma was plus 38, had 20 points, and Kyle Kuzma continues to perform, and he had 3 blocks in this game. So at this point, if Kyle Kuzma happens to be on your waiver wire, this is when I'll tell you. Kyle Kuzma looks like he's played himself into a sizable role for the Lakers. I don't know if he's on your waiver wire. I've seen him on a few of mine, so he may be worthy of picking up if he continues to have performances like this. He really seems to have turned a corner and seems to have found a nice groove with this Los Angeles Lakers team. Mark Gasol played 20 minutes, and we got a throwback Mark Gasol game. He was plus 24, had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Had 4 blocks. Really strong performance from him. And I don't expect to continue seeing those sort of performances. Those are the performances I hoped to see from him last year, but they just haven't really been there. So we'll see. It looks like, if I'm seeing here correctly, it looks like Anthony Davis did not play. So Anthony Davis not playing definitely contributed to that. So once Anthony Davis is back, Kyle Kuzma and Marc Gasol would be impacted. So I did not realize when I started talking that Anthony Davis did not play, but I do recall now that I believe he was, I forget why he didn't play, but he clearly did not play. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was plus 29, low-end fantasy asset who isn't going to help you much outside of the occasional three-pointers and some steals. Dennis Schroeder had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Much more pedestrian performances than we have been getting from him, though his minutes are going to be secure. He was plus 35. Wesley Matthews, not somebody I'm going to consider on any of my fantasy teams at this point in his career. Montrezl Harrell only had about 20 minutes. He had 12 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, though he did get you a steal and a block and still make 6 of his 10 shots. But I'm hoping we get to see more minutes from Montrezl Harrell than that. Though with this being a blowout, it probably wasn't necessary for him to get those minutes. Alex Caruso, not getting enough minutes to really be worthy of consideration. Talen Horton-Tucker, we saw him get almost 21 minutes. He had 12 points. And outside of blowouts like this one, I don't expect him to get a whole lot of playing time. But on those nights where you have LeBron James resting or Anthony Davis resting, he may have some opportunity for minutes. So keep that in mind, especially more for daily fantasy basketball. It'd probably be more useful for you there. All right, guys. Now that is all of the teams and all of the games for the games that happened on Sunday, December 27th. Which performances stood out to you as notable? Did I miss any? Did I not highlight any enough? Let me know. If you have not yet, please like this video, subscribe, share, and thank you again for all of your support. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops.